the unusual silence here during this playoff run of Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. Why? What's behind it? How good or bad is it for the team? We had a lot of hot sports opinions. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the man himself, the Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, who says he wants to break his silence and break it with us this morning here on the Ticket. Hi, Mark.
Musers.
How are you?
Musers. Yes, I want to break my silence.
So why now? Why do you want to break your silence after what I think has been a great run for you, kind of taking a back seat?
Well, I want to address something that I've heard a lot of people talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of people say that I've gotten a little work done on my face.
Yeah?
That is not true.
It's not?
I got a lot of work done on my face. I got it sandblasted, aerated, fertilized. That was fun. Microdermabrasioned, macrodermabrasioned, scraped, puttied, filled, and textured.
All of that.
Yes, I went with orange peel texture too. All for $50,000 per day.
Per day. Man, that is extravagant.
Well, thanks for the confirmation, because there's something happening there.
I'm also looking into those full face transplants they're doing now.
Oh, I thought those were only for burn victims and things like that.
Those look pretty cool. I want to get the Denzel look going.
Well, you got to be pleased with all this. 7 straight playoff wins. This has been quite a run for
you. I'm not finished talking about my face, George.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
Because I had to have some work done because I'm now on television.
Well, you've kind of always been on television.
Yeah. Perhaps you fellas have heard of The Shark Tank. But... You there?
Yeah, we have heard of it, yeah. You promote it all the time. Of course we've heard of it.
Yes. So, anyway, so that's why I've been silent, because I want to break my silence, talk about these rumors. Plus, I had plastic surgery on my mouth, and my tongue has been in a cast for 3 weeks, so I couldn't talk. And Dirk dressed me down in the off season.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, we'd heard that.
He was tired of me talking. Mm-hmm. And when a German threatens you, you listen. He dressed me down, and I undressed him, too, with my mind.
Gosh.
Hear about the Rick Stelz guy being gay?
Yeah, the Phoenix Suns executive.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
What all do you think he does with guys?
I have no idea. He hasn't really come out with those details.
The reason I didn't want to talk during the Lakers series is because I didn't want to offend the Kardashians. Because they're fellow TV employees.
Oh, yeah. I guess you all look out for each other.
That's right. We both work on television.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Both work for television, except their show actually gets ratings.
All right. No ways!
Hold on. I'm feeling it.
What's happening?
What?
I'm calling for another blue out.
Oh, okay.
Blue out is on.
Okay.
Come on, Naz fans. MFFL. You want some controversy?
Sure.
Every time I open my mouth, you know there's controversy. Uh-huh. I'm opening my mouth right now.
Uh-huh.
Want controversy?
Sure.
Hines Ward should have been kicked off last week.
Off of...
Dancing with the Stars.
God, you're obsessed.
Perhaps you've heard of that show.
Yes.
I was, like, on it so much.
We remember.
Yeah, Hines Ward should have been kicked off last week. I didn't think his footwork was as tight as the judges thought it was. The week before, it was very tight.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Almost as tight as my new face.
Okay, oh my gosh, all right, already. Enough of that.
By the way, do you like the shape of my new head?
What?
I went with square.
It does look different.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's something going on.
How is that? I got a geometrical shape implanted in my head. I've got to go, guys. I've got a dance lesson coming up. Do you want to hear a cool move right now?
Sure.
You like that?
Sounds pretty cool.
It's weird to listen to a move.
See you later.
Okay.
Later.
See you. Right. Thank you.
There's the fake Mark Cuban. Off and ready for game number 2. 8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.